It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via SantaFe.com. Here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there and welcome to a special roundtable broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite all of you who got an extra hour of sleep last night since you turned your clock back to enjoy the next 60 minutes of commentary on a variety of real estate topics you have told us you're interested in. Joining me today as guest co-host is Stephen Etrie, the co-owner of Santa Fe's well-known institution, Stephen's a Consignment Gallery. Also joining us in the studio today is regular guest commentator Ron Blessy, mortgage broker, or broker owner, excuse me, of Home Buyers Mortgage. Good morning, guys. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ray. How you doing?
Doing okay. Stephen, Ron, and I are going to discuss a variety of real estate-related issues that deal with the state of the market. And later on in the show, I will have a special guest interview with Sonia Howell of Sand Creek Post and Beam about a tour she took of a Frank Lloyd Wright-designed and very famous barn, which is located in Wisconsin. But before all of my guests come on air with me, we invite you to go to our website and check out all of the companies who provide an array of services offering value to you. Go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And discover these useful resources. And one of these companies, TC&I Roofing and Insulation, offers some very sound advice in an article that they wrote for the latest edition of the All Things Real Estate newsletter. They strongly urge that you make sure that you have adequate insulation in your home as we enter winter, which is sort of obvious but is lost on a lot of people. For more information about all the ways you can winterize your home and save on energy costs as well as avoid moisture intrusion in your home, that can lead to serious damage. Again, go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and click on the TC&I Roofing logo. So Gino Thompson, my producer, I'd like to welcome Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage for his weekly Home Buyers Mortgage Handbook chapter. Ron had major surgery to his shoulder just a week ago. And though his arm is usually in a sling, he is following that old Broadway saying of the show must go on. Welcome, Ron. Ready to do battle in the field of real estate?
I certainly am. I don't think break an arm is applicable to the old Broadway adage.
Well, it could work today. Yeah,
I work in radio.
It could.
Anyway,
no one sees it.
What do you have for mortgage information today?
Well, today we're going to talk about, once again, about how borrowers need to get pre-qualified for a loan to purchase a house. And I spoke about this some weeks ago, and I wanted to kind of expand on that and in conjunction also expand on another topic we've spoken about earlier, the qualifications of the person that you're dealing with or the entity that you're dealing with.
Yes, so, very important.
So my part of my process is when I'm pre-qualifying a client, I give them a definitive list of documentation I need to see. 2 years tax returns, the last 2 months bank statements, W-2s, K-1s, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a fairly long list, but in order for me to adequately pre-qualify that person, I need all of this information in front of me. I need to disseminate it, and I need to make sure that all the numbers work based on the purchase price, the amount of money they're bringing in, the monthly payments, et cetera.
Right.
And the reason I'm really bringing this up this week is I just had the occasion to deal with a client for about 3 weeks, educating them, spending time with them, going over all of the financials and explaining how the process works, only to lose that deal to an internet lender that they spoke to that offered a rate that was an eighth of a point better than the rate that I could offer.
Yeah.
And as part of the process, I issue a pre-qualification letter to the realtors to show that this person or these people are pre-qualified to borrow this money. So, of course, I had to resend my letter, and the other internet lender had to give a letter of pre-qualification. They actually gave a letter of pre-approval based on a conversation that they had, not even based on the information in front of them, but based on a conversation.
Yeah, that consumer should be a little scary with that.
Well, I think so, and I think ultimately they did provide the information. Now, whether or not that changed the scenario, I don't know, but I am no longer involved with the deal. But the point is that a borrower needs to be aware of who they're dealing with and how this process works. It's not as simple anymore as a conversation. It's part and parcel. We require information in front of us, and you also are, you want to make sure that you're talking to a person who is qualified, who's licensed, who's educated, not just a person on the other end of the line that's an operator that's reading from a script. And, you know, and this may sound like salad grapes to some of the listeners out there, but it really isn't. It's reality. As a professional, as someone in this community that understands the community and the process, I know that it's not as simple as just having a conversation.
Right. And later on in the show, you, Stephen Etri of Stephen's and Consignment Gallery, and I are going to talk about this Internet-related issue because Stephen has very similar similar set of circumstances associated with people who actually buy products online versus actually coming to the gallery, and it's an important thing for us to talk about. I think you have a real-world example here, Ron, of someone who may be getting an okay product, but they may not. And at the end of the day, as a real estate broker, my question back to my client, if they were my clients, the buyers, is if we have a question that comes up here, are we going to be able to get an answer from this Internet company that happens to be based way out of state, as opposed to being able to call Ron Blessy or go in and sit down and talk to him. So we'll dig more deeply into that issue. And if that's okay, Ron, you're going to stay for the rest of the show,
sure,
and we'll talk about that and a variety of other things that relate to the current state of the market, which is our sort of loose and general theme today. So with that, Ron, is that okay? Did you cover
that? Yes, I did, and we will expand on that a little bit more later on.
Okay, so sit there and watch that right arm. Make sure Stephen Etri's watching it, too.
He doesn't poke it.
Well, I'm worried that I'll have a little knee-jerk reaction.
Well, Stephen gets excited.
You'll hear about it if
Stephen gets excited during the show. Maybe we should tie his left arm down so he doesn't flail away.
I'm Italian. I can't help it. That's how I speak.
Anyway, I want to reintroduce my guest co-host for the show today, Mr. Stephen Etri, owner of Stephen's and Consignment Gallery. As most of you know, Stephen's is a locally owned institution here in Santa Fe with nearly 30 years of experience offering quality antiques, furniture, art, estate items, and accessories. Stephen Etri has a long-standing relationship with the real estate community, offering estate sale services to brokers, their clients, financial and estate planning professionals, and real estate attorneys. He and the gallery are also a trusted source of advice and home accessories for the Santa Fe interior design community. It's for all these reasons and many more that Stephen has a very good sense of the state of the real estate market, based upon his years of interaction with buyers, sellers, homeowners, and real estate brokers, as well as other professionals. So welcome back to the show, Stephen. It's great to have you here.
Thanks. It's great to be back with you.
With that sort of introduction, well, you wanted to end the show there?
No. Sounds pretty good.
Actually, I have a lot of things, and we're going to talk about a number of issues related to the gallery today, but let's start out with sort of that global question, Stephen, because you do have interaction with people in the real estate community, and you're not a real estate broker.
No.
So I'm going to ask from the standpoint as a professional business person here in Santa Fe, what's your sense of the real estate market, where we are today?
Well, as somebody who interfaces with the real estate market on a daily basis, I'd say that Santa Fe, I think, is feeling an upward tick in confidence in I think as opposed to what people may be hearing nationally or even internationally these days. The reason why I say that is that I still have a good, sound base group of customers who come back, who are related to the real estate industry, whether they're realtors or whether they're folks who are buying. They seem to be back in the market.
Yeah.
Different products are selling at different rates, obviously, but what I am seeing is that people are buying for new homes, or they're buying to change the look of their existing home to prepare it to be put on the market.
Right.
Which tells me that if they're preparing the home to put it on the market, it's not a forced sale. It's not something that they have to do. They're really preparing their home to let it present well in the marketplace.
Yeah, so that's anecdotal information.
It is.
That, in fact, down the line, down the food chain, if someone's coming in to talk to you about staging their home, essentially, then that is somewhat, as I said, anecdotal information that, in fact, there are people that are preparing for listing the property now and maybe even into 2012.
Yeah, now, don't get me wrong. I mean, we still are involved with folks that have have had to have some forced sales. But you need to remember that those forced sales are the result of many different circumstances,
sure.
None of which is, everybody falls under. So we do still deal with folks who are having to put their houses on the market quickly, and that's where the estate sale, on-site estate sales come in. But I just, it just seems that folks coming through, they're looking for value. They're not afraid to spend money, which means to me that there is some confidence.
Mm-hmm.
But they are looking for value. They yeah. want a good price for a good product.
Yeah. And beyond the internet-related issue, shopping in the gallery versus going online and buying products, we're also going to talk about something else that's near and dear to Stephen, and that is his very successful estate sales. And we'll talk about that later on in the program, as well as let you give us sort of a summary of what your October fall sale was like, all the challenges that you have on Cerritos Road, which
mm-hmm.
you might let you vent on a little bit as well. But I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, Gino reminded me that not only can you listen to the show live here on SantaFe.com, which we hope a lot of people are doing around the country, but my trusted producer, Gino Thompson, is religiously now downloading broadcasts of all shows of All Things Real Estate into podcast version. So if you missed today's broadcast or you have a friend who missed it and you want them to listen to it, you can always go to SantaFe.com and listen to the Gino Thompson-produced All Things Real Estate. Anyway, Gino, let's take a break here on the show. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Stephen Eatery of Stephens and Consignment Gallery and Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, as well as bring Sonia Howell on the line, so stay tuned.
It's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a roundtable discussion of a variety of issues that relate to the state of the real estate market. And, of course, you can listen to us, as you are right now, on KTRC 1260 on the AM dial, as well as on the Internet on SantaFe.com. Before we go back in the program, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work, well, we always want to achieve that, don't we, Stephen?
Absolutely. You know, I'm blessed.
You're a good example of that. But the value of that and their clients' investment is actually improved. For more information about Westgate Properties, call Tom Simon at 995-3134. That's 995-3134, and learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. I now want to introduce Sonia Howell, the authorized dealer for Sand Creek Post and Beam, the nation's traditional wood barn builder. Welcome to the show, Sonia. How are you?
I'm great. It's good. It's good to talk to you again, Ray.
Well, I know you're sitting down there in Texas, and I think before we get into a conversation with you about a very special tour that you took of a structure in Wisconsin that is part of your company's famous barn series, I want to ask you for your observations about the real estate market from your perspective as someone who participates, albeit in a very unique segment of the industry. What's your view, and maybe from the standpoint of what's going on in Texas?
Well, I just think, you were talking, Steve, about how blessed you are. I think we're really blessed in this part of the country, too. I'm in San Antonio, which is, the gateway to the Texas Hill Country, and we've just been really fortunate in that ranch sales especially have really remained strong. And one thing that really is fantastic for our company is so many of the people, the baby boomers are retiring and moving out of the cities, and they really want smaller, large acreage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that we are real fortunate to serve that market with maybe combination barns in the beginning when people are just beginning to, move things to their property. They want to enjoy it on maybe a one weekend a month basis. And, our combination barn ideas, just are a perfect fit for them at that point.
Can you describe that a little bit more? What do you mean by where they live, but they actually use it as for regular barn things?
Yeah, it's pretty much a combination of typically it may be a two-story barn or a one-and-a-half story, so that the lower level of the barn will be a equipped for animals and the storage of equipment and maybe for some of their, more expensive items they may be, building their home with later.
Mm-hmm.
And then the upstairs would be a loft that actually serves as a guest area later or just a slumber party room for their grandkids
mm-hmm.
later. So that is what we refer to as a combination barn.
Well, now that's an interesting product, and I know that Sand Creek provides that, and you have a multitude of products,
yeah.
And we're going to talk about that on a later show. I want to get in, sort of drill down on some of the other things, but there was an exciting sort of tour that you took very recently in Wisconsin as part of your famous barn series. Why don't you tell the listeners about that?
Yeah, it was really, I'm doing this series not only on a website, famousbarns.com, but also for the Cowboy Way magazine. And so this was their winter issue article that I'm finishing up. And in late October, I did go to Taliesin, which was Frank Lloyd Wright's 600-acre farm, just about 2 hours west of Milwaukee in Spring Green, Wisconsin. And there's a famous barn there called the Midway Barn. And it was, it was very impressive to see how innovative he was at the time. Throughout, and it still just fascinates me how much a barn type will vary from region to region. But that was the first time I'd been that far north. And so what I got to see is their big three-story, what they call bank barns. And those were built like in the 1850s through the mid-1950s. They're the big three-story barns that are built on the bank of a hill so that you actually can go in, drive in on the first level, and then also from the top of the hill drive in directly into the second level.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a fascinating design. But when you compare it with the barn the Midway barn that Frank Lloyd Wright built, it is amazing how innovative he was, because his red Midway barn just kind of climbs up the hill in three different levels, but it's all still very low roof pitches and just one level at a time climbing up the hill. And it just shows, again, just how far ahead of his time he actually was.
In his design. Is that an historic site?
Yes, it is.
And is it open to the public to go look at?
Yes, and the historian was fabulous. We did some sunset pictures and some sunrise pictures, and she was able to just really deal with Frank Lloyd Wright's broadacre city concept and how important agriculture and farming was not only to him and his family, but how important it is even in his school, which is divided between Taliesin West in Phoenix and Taliesin there in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fascinating to hear more about his principles as well.
Well, and again, people, if they're interested in this particular segment of your Famous Barns series, they can go to famousbarns.com. And you said it's also going to be in the winter issue of The Cowboy Way, reporting about what you actually have toured, correct?
Mm, that's right, Ray, with some great photos, I hope.
Well, Sonia, we enjoy, as always, talking to you about this very fascinating subject, and I do want to, the next time I have you on air, I want to talk about a variety of the products that you offer, because some of these are rather unusual, and I don't know how many people here in New Mexico have taken advantage of some of the fantastic barn products that your company offers, but next time we get you on the air, we'll talk about it, okay?
That sounds great.
And if you are interested in knowing more about Sand Creek Post and Beam, please, again, go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and then click on Sonia Howell's contact information. Any last thoughts today, Sonia, you want to leave with the listeners?
No, thanks. It was a pleasure joining you, and just have a great week.
You too down there in Texas in that San Antonio. It must be warmer down there than it is up here.
Yes, it is. We're fortunate.
Very good. Sonia Howell, thanks so much. Sonia Howell of Sand Creek Post and Beam. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, I asked you during the break whether or not you've actually done a construction loan that might have involved a barn And as Ron pointed out in his unfortunate his arm surgery situation and with some of the pain pills that he's on, he says he couldn't remember a specific buyer.
You had to bring that up on air.
But you know,
I won't remember. Anyway.
You're a real trooper. That's right, for being on the show with us today. But I assume that somebody here has you probably financed something where they built a barn or structure like that.
In particular, I can think of one great big ranch that's. Out towards Las Vegas, it had multiple barn structures.
Right.
It's like any other structure. If there is one that exists on a piece of property, somebody's going to buy it and convert it into a home.
Sure.
As long as it can be compared to a residential property in its finished condition,
right,
it could be financed.
And over the 30 years that Stevens and Consignment Gallery's been in existence, I have to assume that you have had at least something from a barn structure,
We've had more than something.
we'll talk about
we've
that.
We'd have everything offered to us from we've had milkers, turn of the century milkers.
Is there a market for
mechanical
that?
not here in New Mexico, but I might be in Wisconsin.
Yeah, right.
There was a period in time where everybody across the country were really enjoying country kitchens, and anything that was rusted or smacked of country was hung on the wall. So everything from hay tongs to rakes and forks and pitchforks, and you still see a lot of folks around Santa Fe County with old turn of the century cast iron steel plows.
Wow. Well, there you have it. If anybody's in the market for a hay tong, just take it right out down to Stevens at Consignment Gallery this afternoon. Anyway, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we actually will continue our conversation about the status of the real estate market with Stephen Etri of Stevens at Consignment Gallery, as Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage State.
Associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, heard on 1260 KTRC AM as well as on the internet on SantaFe.com. Today we are doing a roundtable discussion of various real estate related issues, sort of a status report on the market. I have Stephen Etri as my guest co-host. Stephen is the co-owner of Stevens and Consignment Gallery, a very famous institution here in Santa Fe with almost 30 years of experience providing lots of services and product to Santa Feans. Also with us is Ron Blessy, the broker-owner of Home Buyers Mortgage. Before we go back into our conversation with these two august gentlemen, I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. Again, that's 984-2700, and let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own estate planning activities. Also, with nearly 150-year history in Santa Fe, Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center has evolved into a sophisticated and comprehensive acute care hospital serving a 7-county area of north-central New Mexico with a population of nearly 300,000 people. The 268-bed hospital uses cutting-edge technology, has a longstanding commitment to recruiting and retaining highly qualified physicians, and offers a variety of medical specialties. With more than 5,500 surgical procedures performed each year, Christus St. Vincent also experiences close to 60,000 annual patient visits. Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center has one of only 3 trauma centers in New Mexico and has the second busiest emergency department in the state, offering high-level quality and compassionate care in a wide range of specialties. For more information about Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center, please go to their website, www.stvin.org. Again, that's www.stvin.org, or call them at 505-995-8800. We are delighted to have them as a new supporter of All Things Real Estate, and we actually had Ron Blessy, you know this. We had Arturo Delgado as the communications manager of Christus St. Vincent on the show with us. Did a great job of talking about this fine institution. Anyway, guys, I want to get back into a bit more in-depth conversation with Stephen Etri of Stevens and Consignment Gallery, as well as Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage about the state of our current real estate market. Let me lay a little track on this topic. though obviously we have plenty of room for improvement. In fact, there are several road signs in the current real estate market that shine a little optimism on the status of things. The National Association of Realtors reports that national existing home sales in September were actually 11% higher than they were in the same month in 2010. As Ron Blessy has pointed out on many occasions, interest rates continue to be at levels not seen for 60 years. In our market here in Santa Fe, low interest rates and home price stabilization have pushed, as Ron knows, the home affordability index above 100 for the first time in many years, and this means that many of those with an average income now qualify for the typical mortgage payment, monthly payment. According to the National Association of Home Builders, and we talked about this, guys, in the green room, October's index measuring the mood of U.S. residential construction showed the best one-month improvement since the launch of the federal government's home buyer tax credit program more than a year ago. This organization also cited encouraging signals in the index's measures of sales expectations for the next 6 months. Now, to be sure, improved health in the U.S. real estate market is tied to, among other things, an improvement in employment opportunities around the U.S., boosting consumer confidence and a lessening of this roller coaster ride that the stock market continues to be evidencing. But some of the fundamentals are showing a slow improvement and continue to underscore that right now is a good time to buy. So, with that introduction, and sorry for all the long-winded nature of it, guys, we've got a lot of time here, about 10 minutes, I think, Gino, to talk about the state of the market above and beyond what I just cited. Ron, let's start with your view. From the mortgage industry standpoint, this home affordability index here in Santa Fe is significant. It's allowing you to provide more product to people. There is, as you've talked about before, a misconception that some of the higher loan products are not available. Why don't you riff on that? Again, you're the old drummer from a rock and roll band. That word is, you're used to that. So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, from my perspective, purchases are up, way up. We see in our office probably 4, 6, 8 new purchases a week, mm-hmm. which has been pretty steady over the last 60 days. And I think that's very indicative of the fact that buyers are understanding now that we're probably, if not at the bottom, we may actually be starting to tick up. And actually, I do see that in the appraisals, that valuations are now going up for the first time in a long time. And that coupled with low interest rates just makes this the perfect time to buy a home. And the affordability index certainly enables people who otherwise would have rented for years because they wouldn't have qualified. Now they have the ability to actually own a home.
Yeah.
And unlike the previous scenario some years back where people didn't have to qualify a whole heck of a lot, you know, as long as they had good credit and they could show a little bit of down payment money, they could get a loan without verifying their income. We're back to the old paradigm of having to document income, document assets. And it all makes sense, perfect sense from the borrower standpoint, from the bank standpoint.
Yeah.
So I think that's the main reason why we're seeing more and more of this purchase business. And also, to get back to what we were talking about earlier, it's also, I think, the result of the fact that we are educated. We have, within our office, we have many years of experience, probably more than I'd like to say. But, you know, that is really important for the consumer to know because they want to be able to deal with someone who is versed in the process,
right.
who can walk them through the process, and someone that they can actually talk to anytime they need to talk to them,
right.
and someone that could literally be right in front of them if they live here in Santa Fe, or someone across the country that can get them on the phone.
On that score, and that's an excellent summary from a mortgage standpoint, Stephen Etria, Stephen's at Consignment Gallery, you just had your annual fall sale in October.
Yes, we did.
And you were talking about the first part of the show that you're seeing people coming in, staging their properties for sale, that you're dealing with a lot of people that are new buyers that are wanting to furnish their house. I didn't ask you this in the green room, so I don't know the answer to it, but were you happy with your fall sale, and does that also track with what you discovered last month?
Well, I'll tell you right, it's a little difficult to give that the connections on
the correlation,
market, the correlation, because we're in the midst of what I fondly call the combat zone. serious road.
Yeah.
You know, the construction out in front of us, it has taken a good bite out of business. But we're very, very fortunate because you were saying 30 years experience. I want to correct you on that.
Oh, sorry.
It's actually, I have about 35 years experience in the field, uh-huh. and this will be our 30th year of presence in Santa Fe.
Wow, sorry.
So that's okay. I just want people.
You're such a young guy. I can't imagine
right.
that 35 years. You must have started when you were just a child.
Well, I did start fairly young. You know, growing up in New England, you kind of, and I had a mom who enjoyed furnishing the house through auctions.
Yeah.
I was lugged along to most of them. So.
Well, it served you well.
Right. It did.
You're doing well. But anyway, so your point is
because of the challenges of construction. But we're very fortunate that we have a very solid and a pretty broad base of loyal customers mm-hmm. that have shopped with us for many, many years. I see the difference in what we fondly call drive-by. People who are driving by see the sign and are able to pull in. With that convenience lost, it's taken a little bit of the top end out of the
yeah.
numbers. But I was very happy and pleased with the sale. We do a real sale. We mark everything down a minimum of 30%, mm-hmm. 60%.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of people come through. And this is what's really telling. Of the people who came to the sale, anecdotally, I can say 85% of them bought something. I could even say 95%.
Wow.
Because I didn't see anybody who came in who walked out without purchasing something.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. So, unfortunately, the challenges with the construction on Cerrillos Road, which is, for those people who are listening on SantaFe.com and outside of New Mexico, this is a major thoroughfare that runs right in front of Stevens and Consignment Gallery, and they've been working on it, I think, since Moses brought the tablets down.
It seems to be that way. They just keep reinventing something to do.
I probably have someone from the highway department that's going to be stalking me tonight.
The pyramids were built in this town.
But anyway, the end product, I think you as a business person, Stephen, would agree is going to be good. It's just the pain and suffering you have to go through now. And Ron Blessy, during the pre-show period, said that you actually were going to go to the sale, but you couldn't get there.
I couldn't get in.
Yeah.
What Stephen just said, though, I think is a case in point to what I was talking about earlier,
mm-hmm.
is that his experience, his expertise, his many years in this market is integral to his business. And this is why he's successful, because he has all of those things going for them. And, you could surely buy something on the Internet, maybe for less money, but are you buying the same quality, and are you getting the appropriate advice that you need to make that informed decision.
Well, you've now segued
absolutely.
Nicely. Thank you. You set that one up, and we're going to hit that out of the park. You were talking at the first part of the show, Ron, about a client that you've had that actually did some business with an Internet-based lender way out of state. Let's hope for this consumer's sake that the product that they're purchasing comes to full and everything is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, Stephen, Eitri, we've talked about this before.
We have.
But there's a big difference between buying something on the Internet and being able, that tactile feature, being able to go to the gallery and not only touch the product, maybe it's the same thing, but talk to you. Talk about that.
Right. Well, I think Ron deals with it in a different realm, but in the same manner. It's about having somebody to talk to face-to-face or on the phone that has the experience that you can – at any time you can pick up and talk to them. When I have people come to the gallery and say to me, and this happens daily, they'll say, I want to sell this piece on consignment.
Mm.
And I say, well, it's not something I can handle, and I try to give them a referral. And I say, you can always consider Craigslist or eBay, and they say, no way, not going to do it. I've tried it. Doesn't work. Same thing with Craigslist. There's security issues that are related to that. People come into your home, people coming into your home. So the Internet can be ripe with pitfalls.
Right.
And one of the pitfalls that we see, and I was the victim of this early on in the eBay craze, I had purchased something that I collected at the time, which was export Chinese porcelain. And I asked all the right questions.
Right.
And when I received the piece, it was not what was represented. And it was a very difficult task of getting any type of satisfaction from the seller.
Yeah.
I think as time has gone on, more and more people have really, through experience and through conversation, have learned that when you don't have your neighbor in front of you,
right,
or somebody that you can come back to and say, you know, it just didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do?
Yeah.
Reasonable business people are just that.
Yeah.
They're going to make it work one way or another.
And I've got about half a second here, Ron. So
And I think that speaks to accountability, too.
Right.
You have someone that's accountable for what they're telling you.
Right.
And someone you can actually go to
exactly.
and either pat on the back or choke.
Yeah. Well, and let's hope it's the former, not the latter.
Right.
But the whole point and the takeaway from this is that the Internet's good for some things, but what we're talking about today, and particularly if you're going to go out and get a mortgage product, it may not be good for you. It could be, but maybe not. But the bottom line is, just like with Stephen Eitri, you need to be in front of Ron Blessy and talk about that product to give you the assurance that you're getting what you exactly need for the purchase of that property. Anyway, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll go into our famous Open House of the Week segment with a gentleman that both of my in-studio colleagues and friends know. So stay tuned. We'll be back. Back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and by the sound of that music, you know that we have reached our famous Open House of the Week segment, brought to us by our very good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. Today I have my colleague, actually the guy who I like to call my soccer coach friend, the one and only Charles Weber, is on the line with us today. And Charles, how are you?
I'm excellent, Ray. Good to hear your voice.
Well, you know, you are one of the most effervescent real estate brokers in the industry, also very knowledgeable. And the last time we did a show together was during a remote broadcast in the summer. And you were actually poetic in the conversation that we had talking about the property we were sitting at. So are you going to do the same thing today?
I'll do my very best.
Well, actually, I have Stephen Eitri, who you know well from Stephen's Consignment Gallery. You actually have some connection with him. And I also have Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage here in the studio. And so we're going to do a little roundtable with you as you talk about 106 Valley Drive that you're going to be holding on open house today. So you know how this works. Go ahead, my friend.
Excellent. Yeah, 106 Valley Drive is located just an easy 10-minute walk from the plaza, just straight down Washington and Bishop's Lodge Road. Even though the property was built in the 50s, this home has had a number of incarnations. At one point, there was actually a lap pool where the kitchen dining room is today. It's funny, when you drive down the street, it's a little deceptive. You see the garage door, and you see a kind of an imposing privacy wall. But when you go past that entrance, you see a very nice, simple courtyard with aspen trees and butterfly bushes and holly bushes and stuff. And it's a little oasis just a few blocks from the plaza. When you go into the house, the living space is contemporary, large rooms flowing one into the other. The main living area is three bedrooms, three baths, about 2,300 square feet. It's all on one level. The living room and the dining room are big and bright with large windows opening up onto that courtyard. So it brings the outdoors into your living space. It's really quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
There's a stacked rock fireplace in the living room, and on either side it's accented with a beautiful sort of earth tone green Venetian plaster. The kitchen has granite counters, new cabinets, new appliances. It's a very workable, easy, large kitchen space to cook in and entertain in.
Mm-hmm.
There are 10, 12-foot ceilings throughout. And you ought to see the crisp, clean lines. They offer a really light, uncluttered feel everywhere you go in the house.
Well, can I interrupt you for a second?
Go ahead.
For anybody who wants to see that crisp, clean line that Charles is talking about, they can always go to allthingsrealestateradio.com, and we're featuring on our homepage 106 Valley Drive in the Open House of the Week segment. You can click on that, see all these beautiful pictures that Charles is talking about of the property, but that will set up you then going to the Open House, which is starting at 1 o'clock today?
That's correct, 1 to 4.
And I know you have a couple other things you want to talk about, and I'm going to bring Stephen Eitri and Ron Blessy into the conversation as well, but one of the important things, and maybe you were leading up to it, Charles, is the price. I think it's extraordinary for what you're offering.
The quality finishes here in 3,000 square feet for $695. I too think that the location and the extensive remodeling that's been done to create a better than new home is offers a lot of value to anybody who wants that location.
Now, if someone came today during Charles's open house and they said, "I want to write an offer on this," guess what, Charles? Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage has two scenarios that he wants to lay out for that buyer about how they can get a loan to actually purchase this great property. Go ahead, Ron.
Hi, Charles.
Hey.
I could offer a lucky buyer for this property, this beautiful property, a 30-year mortgage at 4.25% with an APR of 4.367. With my estimate of taxes and insurance, that would bring you to a total payment of $32,33.27. And on a 7-1 ARM, fully amortized at 3.375%, or 3.375, the APR would be 3.335, and that payment would be $29,56.13. So two great programs for a great property, and I don't think you're going to have a lot of trouble selling this one.
Yeah, not at all. Before I bring you back on, Charles, I want to introduce Stephen Etri, your buddy. You guys have kid soccer player connection. Is that right, Stephen?
Yes, we do. We actually go back, thank God. Our children, our daughters, keep moving forward, and they've grown and matured into a fine young adult.
Now, you know, Stephen, Charles still plays in the over 50 league. Are you out there with him at all?
Not at all, no.
Anyway, Charles.
I give him credit, all the credit in the world for that. But you know the description that he gives of the house?
Yeah.
You know what's wonderful about a house like that, and I think Charles would probably agree, is that it's the type of environment that somebody who does have, who's coming from another part of the country that has some antiques or some traditional furniture, they don't have to wed themselves to just the idea that the house has to be filled with mid-century modern. Because, you know, the mix, we're finding now across the country that there is, the citizenry is getting a lot more comfortable with mixing antiques and modern.
Yeah.
In a house like that, is just wonderful with all the finishes.
Yeah, though it's incredibly contemporary, but in a very nice way. Charles, I suspect someone could find something to furnish, the buyer could find something to furnish this house at Stevens and Consignment Gallery, and you know the place, so do you agree?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. It's an extraordinary setting for any kind of quality furnishings you might want to put in.
Mm-hmm. Well, before I let you go, I know you actually want to scoot to get the house open at 1 o'clock. Any last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners, Charles?
Just to mention that there's a completely separate guest house that in addition to the 2,300 square feet in the main house, there's a little over 700 square feet with a one-bedroom, one-bath autonomous living space right there on the property.
Mm. Autonomous. I love that word, and you say it so nicely. That's Charles Weber, who is my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty. He's going to be holding an open house at 106 Valley Drive. We encourage everyone, particularly those that are downtown, because as Charles said, you can literally walk to this property from downtown, to go by and visit him at the open house. Charles, thanks so much for being on the show today. Wish you a lot of success, okay?
Always a pleasure, Ray, and my very best to Stephen and Ron. I know that they're great folks to work with.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You hit that one out of the park. Thank you, my friend.
Good
Talk to you soon.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, Gina, what do I have here? About 3 minutes left? 4 minutes. Wow.
That's bonus time.
Yeah, bonus time. There we go. All right, so we've been talking about, in sort of a general sense, I mean, we didn't expect this to be a tutorial on the state of the real estate market. That would bore everybody to tears. I think today our commentary was very good because we're offering it from the standpoint of a successful business person here in Santa Fe that actually deals with the real estate community, as well as Ron Blessy's very good counsel regarding mortgages. Stephen, I'll start with you as my guest co-host today. Any last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners about the state of the market and where you think things maybe are going in 2012?
Well, you know, folks who know me or have listened to the show for a while know that I'm the optimist of the century.
You are.
And we move forward, all of us, and I think that the more each of us can show our confidence and strength in the marketplace, I think that it's a catchy type of thing that we need.
Yeah. Excellent counsel coming from Stephen Etri, the owner of Stephen's Consignment Gallery. Stephen, if people want to go there today, are you going to offer them some kind of special deal here? I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah, you are, Ray. Thank you very much. But, you know, what we'll do here at Stephen's is we'll go ahead and give a 15% discount. And to anybody who mentions the show, that they've heard it on the show.
Okay. And that's happened before. We've had some success with that, people. So you And that's 2701 Cirrhios Road.
Correct, 2701 Cirrhios Road. And as you're going, I always get confused whether it's east or west. I think you'd be heading west on Cirrhios Road towards Albuquerque. There is a break in what I call the blast walls along Cirrhios Road.
Just drive slowly,
and
right?
Just drive slowly after the fill-up gas station, and you'll see there's a cut.
Very good. Thank you, Stephen, for that, and I encourage you to stop on by Stephen's Consignment Gallery and take advantage of that 15% discount that he, the owner, is offering to you today. You have to mention you heard Stephen on the radio show. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, any last thoughts for the listeners?
I would say that due diligence is an important aspect of every deal that anyone gets involved in. So be educated, check up on the person you're dealing with, and ask questions. Very important.
Excellent counsel as always. Gino Thompson, you want to add anything? No, you're just happy about having us here in the studio, right? Thumbs up. I can see that. I want to thank my special guest co-host, Stephen Etrie of Stephen's Consignment Gallery, for bringing some valuable commentary, as always, to the show today. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, thank you for your always useful observations on the state of the real estate market, and get that right arm feeling better. You'll be out there throwing a long pass real soon. It's amazing. This guy only had surgery a week ago, and here he is in the studio today. And you didn't say anything bad either. Gino didn't have to use the bleep button.
I did or not.
Sonia Howell earlier
in
the
button ready.
Sonia Howell of Sand Creek Post and Beam, thank you for sharing some fascinating information about a Frank Lloyd Wright design structure. Gino Thompson, as always, my producer, and Kate, Debbie, Mike, and John at Sotheby's International Realty, thank you for giving our loyal listeners all that they ask for. Lastly, thank you for tuning into this program today. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.